I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, editor, friend, and co-author of the book On Being a Writer. In that book, I complain a little bit about my workspace. For years, I didn't have any kind of office at all. I worked in the front room where my kids played, and so there was commotion around me all the time. And then eventually, I took over the dining room. And I love this space. It's bright. It's pleasant. It's got a window that looks out on the backyard. But it's still sort of a passageway between the kitchen and the front room. And so I don't have any doors. I can't shut the door. And when I read in Stephen King's book on writing that every writer needs a room and a door to shut, I got really jealous about people who had spaces with doors. And I felt like if only I had a door, I could be so much more productive because I could shut away all the noise and chaos. But then I came across a quote on brain pickings, and the quote comes from E.B. White. And here it is in context. He says this, "I never listen to music when I'm working. I haven't that kind of attentiveness, and I wouldn't like it at all. On the other hand, I'm able to work fairly well among ordinary distractions. My house has a living room that is at the core of everything that goes on. It is a passageway to the cellar, to the kitchen, to the closet where the phone lives. There's a lot of traffic. But it's a bright, cheerful room, and I often use it as a room to write in, despite the carnival that is going on all around me." He goes on to say, "The members of my household never pay the slightest attention to my being a writing man. They make all the noise and fuss they want to. If I get sick of it, I have places I can go. A writer who waits for ideal conditions under which to work will die without putting a word on paper." I found in this some solace and a kindred spirit. Here he is. He actually chose to work in a space that has nothing more than a passageway between rooms. And it's bright and cheerful like my space. And this is a man who wrote some significant works, things that we read to this day and enjoy. So I began to feel a little bit better about having a workspace without a door. My friend Glenn Young has been writing about the book On Being a Writer. And on the chapter Write, he starts to remember all the different places and ways that he has gotten the work done. He says, "I have written early in the morning and late at night. I've written on airplanes and in hotel rooms. I've written on buses. I've taken notes and jotted down ideas at symphony performances, in business meetings, and listening to presentations. I've written longhand on paper and in journals, in bed, at my desk, at someone else's desk, in cars, when someone else is driving. I've written on hikes and on trains. I've written in the back of taxi cabs. I've written whenever I squeeze another moment for writing. I've written when I had the flu. There are no ideal conditions for writing. If you are a writer, you write." With Glenn's encouragement and E.B. White's example, I'm going to worry a lot less about the door and worry a lot more about getting the work done. And I hope that as we head into the new year and you're bombarded by all the different ideas of how you can integrate new systems and rhythms and habits into your life, and I think those are good, don't get me wrong. But as you work on integrating new ways of working into your writing life, don't wait for ideal circumstances under which to write. Don't forget to write.